This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
People filing jobless claims for the first time dips again.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good day to you. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The number of people claiming unemployment benefits for the first time was slightly lower last week, but the Labor Department reports the number of people continuing to collect benefits fell by the biggest number in a year. In the coming weeks, Congress will likely approve a package that will extend unemployment checks, but how to pay for it? From Washington, here's Marketplace's John Dimsdale.
Right now, income earned by managers of private equity or real estate investment funds is taxed as capital gains, which means 15%. Ordinary income is taxed at as much as 39% for those in the highest brackets. Treating investment managers' take as ordinary income would bring in $18 billion to help pay for unemployment benefits. And that's fine with Nicole Tishon at U.S. PIRG, who says it's not a tax hike.
We see this more as closing a loophole and having investment fund managers pay the same tax rate as similarly situated workers.
But equity fund managers say the higher taxes will hurt the economy, and Missouri's Republican Senator Christopher Bond agrees.
This is designed to cut the ability of venture capital groups to put together the money that you need for researchers or inventors who are creating jobs.
Supporters of the tax change say the fact that the bill has a good chance of passing this year shows how investment bankers have lost political clout since the financial crisis. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
The disparity between how much the country imports and exports keeps growing. The trade deficit now tops $40 billion. Home foreclosures fell by 3% in the month of May. That's according to RealtyTrack. How about stocks? Shares are higher right now in Europe by about 0.5% on average. Wall Street yesterday, early gains of the day were erased by skittish investors. The Dow lost just under 0.5%, 40 points to close at 98.99.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place. LendingTree.com.
Apple CEO Steve Jobs is showing off the company's latest innovations at a conference in San Francisco, including some slick new interactive advertising for the iPhone.
It pulls my name up, my contact information. Pretty cool, huh? So that is an iApp.
That's Apple's new program that'll start trying to catch your eye in July. But today it looks like the iAd has caught the eye of federal regulators. Marketplace's Jeff Horwich is with us live with the details. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Steve.
So why would the federal government have a problem with advertising on the iPhone?
Well, they want to know if Apple is unfairly hogging the market. Apple unveiled new terms this week that would seem to exclude some other companies from serving up ads inside iPhone apps. According to unnamed sources in the Financial Times, antitrust regulators are planning an investigation.
And Apple's response to all this?
Well, no formal response yet, but in presentations about iAd, there's a classic Apple argument on display. Basically, channeling people to Apple's own proprietary system is actually better for consumers. It lets Apple do cool things other companies can't do. Here's Steve Jobs in April.
What some of the developers are starting to do is to put advertising into their apps. We think most of this mobile advertising really sucks, and we thought we might be able to make some contributions.
Like clicking an iAd link, for example, won't force you to leave the app you're using, which is one of the big headaches right now for iPhone users and advertisers.
All right, Jeff. So we're talking about online advertising. I got to say there's this big elephant in the room that we haven't talked about.
Yeah, right. Google, of course. It's an unusual thing for Google to actually lash out, but they did. A blog post says Apple's new rules are anti-competitive and that they do hurt developers and consumers. Google is already selling iPhone ads, and the new rules suggest they would have to stop.
Marketplace's Jeff Horwich reporting live. Jeff, thanks.
You're welcome.
Payday loans are short-term loans you can get in check cashing stores or even online. They cost a lot of money. So community organizers in Baltimore are trying to wean people off by forcing them into financial fitness classes. Kathy Duchamp reports.
Felix Torres Colon runs a nonprofit called Neighborhood Housing Services. The group wants to protect people from so-called predatory lending practices.
We're really kind of a bridge to get people more used to more normal practices and then hopefully graduate them to mainstream institutions.
Borrow and Save is a pilot loan program for Baltimore residents who Colon says get caught in a cycle of taking a loan, then paying it back, then taking another loan.
Over and over and over again. They get in that cycle. The problem with robbing Peter to pay Paul, you're just really shifting deck chairs on the Titanic, so to speak.
A two-week cash advance loan carries an interest rate of around 30%. But if you don't pay it back on time, the rate can go up to 300% or more. That's the situation Daryl Witherspoon got in.
Yeah, it took me maybe 3-4 years to actually get caught up and clear of all of that.
Witherspoon was one of the first people to sign up for the Borrow and Save program. He got a $1,000 loan with an 8% interest rate. He had a year to pay it back. That's more time than he'd get with a payday loan at a fraction of the cost. But for Witherspoon, the biggest bang for the buck came from the mandatory financial fitness classes.
That was the best part of it, because I really didn't expect the counseling and tutoring financially that they gave.
Witherspoon learned the specific steps required to improve a credit score, like writing letters to credit reporting agencies to clarify a debt. He also learned the importance of paying yourself first.
So now I snatch $40 out of my pay, no matter what, going into a savings account, just to make sure, you know, I got a little extra that I don't need or don't touch.
Witherspoon has had to dip into his savings for some unexpected medical expenses. Still, he managed to pay off his loan from the Borrow and Save program in just 5 months, thanks to an income tax refund. Neighborhood Housing of Baltimore says it shows that people of little means are not necessarily bad credit risks. In Baltimore, I'm Kathy Duchamp for Marketplace.
And finally, the superstition in baseball, the curse of the Bambino in Boston, Billy Goats in Chicago. Los Angeles is getting in on it, too. The LA Times reports for 5 years, the Dodgers employed a physicist and healer to think positive thoughts about the team from his home 3,000 miles away in New England. He claims he can improve a team's chance of winning by 10% or more. The Dodgers did make it to the playoffs, but not the World Series. Team owners Frank and Jamie McCord are in the throes of a divorce, and each points a finger to the other as to whose idea it was. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.